Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the NS9 postgame show powered by Permane Brothers. I'm Ryan. He's Neil. It's almost 1 a.m. here on the East Coast. Pirates lose 3-0. We had a 20-second stream just a second ago because it's late. And Neil, how are you?
It's been a rough night, man.
A little bit.
It was going well for a while. You know, you're enjoying the pitching. And then after, like, Quinn Priester leaves the game, it's just sadness all the way down.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a fast-moving game, which you never want to say that when it's a late game and you have a post-game show. And it's like, oh, this game's moving. I mean, we were in the sixth inning, and it was like 11:20 or something. Like, it was like an hour into the actual game, a little over an hour. It was like in the sixth inning. And then it just slowed up, got – it got weird and did what they do best, which is nothing.
Well,
so, yeah, where do you want to start?
David Bednar is something, but not what you want to see.
No. I mean, let's start with Priester, because, you know, that's really the story of the game. Once again, starting pitching for the Pirates leads the way, but Priester had it going on tonight, man. He had the best start of his career. I mean, young career. I wasn't expecting this from Priester. He had him off balance from the first inning. And, you know, even in the sixth, his last inning there, when he had a couple on and was starting to kind of tire out, it looked like he came back against Soler. He got Soler and Conforto out to get out of that jam. So I like that they let him work out of it and you know, prove himself there. But I mean, what just an encouraging start all around from Priester. What'd you think?
Yeah, no, it's the best his slider has ever looked in, I think, his entire MLB career. It was working today. It was generating whiffs. He was pairing it well with the sinker. You're right. It was the best start of his career, and it's not particularly close, right? No. Like, this is the more of the stuff that Quinn Priester you drafted you want to see. And so, yeah, and I also really liked his curveball. I thought his curveball was looking good too. Like, he had everything working pretty much as well as you would hope for. You know, like, I'm very happy with what we saw from him.
Yeah, and like, yeah, that's like, what do you have, 13 or 14 swing and misses like that? It's like, Priester, what? Like, I didn't know he had it in him. Like, that was, it was just, you know, it's been the story of this year, though. The starting pitching just, you know, has been unbelievable for the Pirates. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here, the offense pretty much wasting them. But, yeah, very encouraging from Priester. You know, when he came up and had his first start last week and struggled, and it was just like, looked like more of the same from him. A lot of people, including me, were just like, I don't need to see Priester anymore. Mm-hmm. And he really came out here today and showed, like you said, the best that he's looked. And the slider was on. He had the swing and misses. Mm-hmm. He got out of a jam. Like, it just, everything was, he was in a rhythm, and it was great to see. And it's just too bad we couldn't get him the win or get him anything. And
yeah, not a thing.
And go ahead.
What was big is just like, you know, like I was on the last time. Like, so last time I was on the show, it was the last Quinn Priester start, and he looked pretty, he just looked so not confident. Like, he looked like he didn't want to be out there pretty much. Like, I think I compared him to like 2019 Mitch Keller, you know, where like he was defeated. Tonight he looked in the zone. He looked confident, and his stuff showed. So that's the stuff we need to see. Because please, we need some bright spots on this team.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if Priester is going to be a guy you can rely on too, with, you know, you have Skeens knocking on the door, hopefully any day, any week. You have Jared Jones, you have Keller, you have Perez, you know, Marco's on the IL. But I mean, the Pirates look to be, have a lot of depth all of a sudden at pitching. Falter, I didn't even mention Falter in there. So yeah, it's just, that's good to see. I don't know how you work it all out when everybody's healthy and Skeens is up, but I don't know. Maybe somebody can go to the pen, because
The pen needs help. Yeah. It's funny because I think everyone talking about the Pirates this season, you know, it was the bullpen's good, the lineup's okay, and this pitching staff is terrible. And so everything's kind of been flipped on its head, right? Like, the bullpen can't hold a lead, can't hold a close game, and the pitching, the starters are just getting hung out the dry. Every single one of them. It's a weird year. It's been a very weird April.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, let's go into the offense. I mean, just this team can't. They get guys on base, or, you know, just like, you know, the Giants were kind of giving them opportunities. Chapman, you know, had the error there at third, and it's like they can't take advantage of anything, and they're not hitting for power. They're just so inconsistent. And here we are, 0-0 game in the ninth inning. And of course, the Pirates have a chance in the ninth inning. They don't come through. The Giants get a chance in the ninth inning, and they come through. So, I mean, let's talk about the ninth inning. You know, literally two guys on. What was it? One out. It was two on, one out, and Henry Davis coming to the plate.
Bases loaded at that point, right?
Oh, it was bases loaded. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got bases loaded. Yeah.
I literally tweeted out and said, "Pinch hit, anyone." And then Rowdy Tellez came to the plate, and I'm like, oh God. It was going from one bad hitter that's slumping to another bad hitter that's slumping. Mm-hmm. And it's like, was there really a difference? Like, at least I guess I felt a little more confident that Davis could have drew a walk, but was it like, what? I know that's your boy Shelton, but I don't want to rail him for the decision, because I would have pinch hit for Davis too. Cause I think Davis needs to be a triple A at this point. But yeah, Tellez is your first option off the bullpen or off the bench?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think about, because Tellez has been awful. We all know how Tellez has been, but he's been a better hitter than Henry Davis has. And, you know, Shelton is a little married to his matchups. So, you know, you probably want to go Bart, or you probably want to go Aleek Williams there. But
especially when Bart was going to be coming into the game anyway to catch.
Yeah. And so that's rough. Like, and I'm never going to be an advocate for bringing Rowdy Tellez into a baseball game. but you know, yeah. And I don't think that was a very good decision, but ultimately when you go 0-7 with runners in scoring position, and you leave 11 men on base, that is what costs you the game. It's not Shelton trying to play the matchups. And yeah, and again, I don't agree with the decision. It was not a good decision, but you got to score at some point. I'm sorry, Brian Reynolds has to hit one time with the bases loaded. Like, it's not fair to him. He's been our best hitter all year, but we pay him the big bucks. He has to come through at least once. And if he comes through once, we probably win this game.
Yeah, Reynolds 0-5 today. He had, like you said, he had a couple chances there. He got a bad call on the 2-1 pitch, and you know, he kind of, then he goes down swinging. as he gets, you know, it literally hits him on a wild pitch, basically. Yeah, so he could have reached, and but he's swinging at that point because the ump, you know, the ump called him on the strike, so he's pretty much thinking he's swinging on that. So, mm-hmm. but you're right. Like if he comes through once, I mean anybody comes through, but big 0 for 5 for Reynolds. So it's definitely, you know, it's definitely on him a bit too. But that going from Davis to Roddy Tellez, he exchanged a 511 OPS for a 494 OPS.
Wow.
Like it's just, you went like, I think it was Sean in here that said it was like a better, it was a, like he was more confident in Rowdy, but it was like the slimmest of margins. Like it just pretty much didn't even matter. And as soon as you saw Rowdy take that first swing, you were like, oh, this, he doesn't have a shot against
him. Yeah. He totally uncompetitive at bat. I mean, and I don't know how much longer you can keep this going. If you're serious about being a competing team, I don't know how long you can keep trotting him out there every day in some capacity.
Yeah, and he didn't get the start today because, you know, it was they were up against a lefty there, but he still ends up seeing, like I said, how do you keep rolling with Rowdy, who's been batting third or fourth pretty much consistently through April, and how do you keep rolling with Davis up here at all? Like, mm-hmm. Davis needs to be in AAA at this point. I don't know if they're just hopefully just waiting that for Grandal to be ready, and that's the move. But I don't know. Like this team, I don't have much confidence that they're going to make the right move like that.
Well,
at this point, like the bats, I mean, just you can't be scoring one run, two run, zero run, you know, zero through the whole game today. Like, I don't even care. Like, I'm not, like, you know where I stand with Shelton and everybody. But at this point, like, somebody has to go. Like, it has to be some sort of change. And it's got to be Andy Haynes. I mean, he's, at this point, whether what you feel about Andy Haynes or not, like he's going to, and he should be the fall guy at this point. It's just the offense is not coming through. Mm-hmm. And it's, yes, you can put it on the players. We talk about this all the time, but it's like everybody. It's not just like a couple of them. It's from top to bottom. It's just a complete disaster down the road. And the other thing, it's clutch when guys are like, they're getting guys on base. Just nobody is literally coming through. Mm-hmm. With a big hit. Like, this team hasn't had a big hit besides what Joey Bart's 3-run home run the other day.
So the big problem for me is that, like, we're just seeing regression from our hitters that were good last year, and we cannot develop a single hitter on our own. I went back and I looked because I was curious, and Ke'Bryan Hayes is the most successful hitter that we have had come up from the minors since 2019. I like Ke'Bryan Hayes, but he's a glove first defender. That's where he makes his money. He has I think his career WRC plus is league average. You cannot win baseball games and be a serious team when you cannot develop bats like this. So Andy Haynes has to go, but this is an organizational problem. Like, this is how we develop and this is how we approach, because even if we fire Andy Haynes, we're just going to bring in some guy who agrees with Andy Haynes. Like, we're not going to change much. We're probably going to promote within, and we are last. Like, I think you mentioned earlier, we don't hit for power. We are last, dead last in average exit velocity as a team in the majors, dead last, which means we not only strike out a lot, but we never hit the ball hard. And baseball is kind of simple like this. Like, we can get into all the stats, so we can get all into all the data. But if you hit the ball hard and you hit the ball over the fence, you have a good offense. You can eat those strikeouts. Like, if our approach was waiting for those pitches and hitting the ball hard on those good pitches, great. You know, I'll eat the strikeouts. I can deal with it. But we are not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know what we think we're doing. Like, I don't know what the approach is.
The you mentioned, like, it would be one thing if they were hitting the ball all over the park and it was just, you know, like the Orioles series, like a bunch of good defense, or they're getting unlucky. Mm-hmm. But like you said, they're not hitting the ball hard. And it's guys that were hitting the ball hard last year. Mm-hmm. Hayes, Cruz, Reynolds, like Sawinski. I mean, we're just not, like, they're just not hitting the ball. They're not getting the exit velo that they did last year. And I don't know if that is, like, it seems to be an organizational thing. Like, it's from top to bottom. It's the approach. I don't know if these guys didn't get enough Like, but that's the thing. Like, Cruz and Davis were killing the ball in spring training. Mm-hmm. Like, you could say, like, if these guys didn't get things going in spring training, but they were. Like, mm-hmm. they were. And it's just, it's frustrating now. Like, what has changed? I don't know if they're waiting for the weather to warm up to start, mm-hmm. you know, hitting the ball. But it's like, it's been a month. Like, you're killing all this great starting pitching that this team's had.
Yeah. And it sucks. It really sucks because, like this team led spring training and home runs. They were killing the ball in spring training. And it really just looks like the pitching is just adjusted to us. How many times did Cruz go down 0-2 without even swinging at a pitch today?
It was three. I think the first three at bats, he was down 0-2.
Yeah. Like you cannot sustain an offense.
He's not taking, like, he's talking about taking pitches, but he's just like, he's in the hole, like just right off the bat.
Yeah, like they have figured out how to approach the Pirates, and we look like we have no way to adjust, and that's the scary thing.
And Jim said they didn't even get a ball to the warning track, and
I mean, did Cutches make the warning track when he did the push-ups?
Did it?
If not, it barely died before the warning track. But yeah, it was a bad hitting day. Like.
We're talking about, you know, this offense and how bad they've been. And it's like going to San Francisco's park's not the place to go to all of a sudden start hitting for power. So, no. and Kyle Harrison, I mean, Kyle Harrison pitched great tonight, but Kyle Harrison isn't, I think it was, you know, we talk about Priester's best start of his career. I'm pretty sure it was Harrison's best start of his young career. You got two rookies out there. Just, I mean, they threw up six shutout innings. Like it was nothing. And I mean, Harrison's, I guess, okay, but he's not like a overpowering, pitcher already in the majors, and the Pirates just had no answer. Like couldn't get the hit. Seven strikeouts. Harrison had, and then the Giants bullpen was just like, is everybody out of that bullpen got like a funky delivery?
Yeah. It was awful to watch.
Like, oh my God.
Everyone is Chad Bradford.
Yeah. And they're coming at different angles. So yeah, it was just not the Pirates recipe for success. That's for sure for their lineup. I don't know, man. I don't know where this team goes with the line. It's almost crazy. It's crazy to me that Haynes still has a job. It you need to do something.
Yeah.
Whether it just needs to do it just to shake things up. But like you said, if it's organizational thing and nothing's really going to change, then again, I think somebody put it in here, you know, if the team finishes under 500 at this season, is someone's, you know, seat warm. I mean, I was on the train to, you know, Charrington last year. I mean, this is year five. So yeah, if they don't finish 500 or above, I'd absolutely think he's on the hot seat. I think he's on the hot seat currently.
But I think that's a problem that he's not.
Right. I think he should be right now, but yeah.
He's even though the Pirates finish under 500, he's going to look, hey, look at all the pitchers I have. And he's right. Like we do have a lot of really fun pitchers. The rotation is going to be really good. And that'll get him another year. But until like we fundamentally change how we approach hitting, it's not going to get better. We will probably be another 76 win team like we were last year, but that's not good enough. It's not good enough. Like it just sucks because you can see something like if you've got like a league average offense or a slightly below league average offense, this is a special team. And we're not even close. We're a bottom five offense. We are down there with the Athletics and the White Sox. It's bad.
Yeah. It's all in like the guys today. I mean, what'd they have? It was all singles pretty much.
Yeah.
What did we have? Was there one double?
I don't know how Michael A. Taylor didn't get a double.
Yeah.
But he should have in the night. Yep.
He had two hits. He was one of the bright spots, I guess. A plus Taylor.
Yeah, but I think you're right. It was nothing but singles. No power.
It's brutal. It's brutal, man. And it's just not changing. And I don't know. Something's got to mix it up. Let's move on. I mean, we could talk about the bullpen. You know, Priester gives way. You know, Stratton comes in. Then we see Chapman. Dude, Chapman's control. He's just all over the place. We've seen it all this year. You know, he got out of it, but two walks, gives up a hit. has a 6 ERA. I mean, he could strike out the side like that, but then he's over there. He's all over the place. Almost hit a guy.
When was the last time he did that, though?
Yeah.
When was the last time Aroldis Chapman had a clean inning? I want to know, because I feel like the last four or five times he's been out there, he's looked terrible.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, if you're paying a guy $10.5 million to be your eighth inning guy, I don't care what team you're on. Like that's significant money in a reliever, especially so for the Pirates. And he looks terrible. He threw nine straight balls.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like he's just trying to throw like as hard as he possibly could, but he's throwing his control away with it. Like, I don't need you to throw 103. You know, like eight pitches in a row, like throw 100 if you're going to be a little more controlled with it.
Yeah.
Jim's comment, time to fly in his mom. I don't know, man. And then, you know, do you subscribe to the closer in a not save situation doesn't come out with the same fire, because Bednar just comes out and doesn't have it. Two hits, gives up the home run to Patrick Bailey. And game over.
I don't, except for David Bednar, because David Bednar does not pitch well. He hasn't pitched well at all this season, frankly. But no,
he's like, a 12 ERA. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when it's not a save situation, David Bednar turns into, choose your Pirates reliever of choice. He turns into Stolme Pimentel, you know, like it's not good. And he wasn't good tonight. You know, like, he couldn't locate his fastball. He was unlucky with Chapman. I think that in a kinder world, that's a double play. But, no, another home run to Patrick Bailey, who's not, like, that big of a power hitter. He looks bad. Looks really bad.
It's mind-boggling, because we've seen Bednar for 3 years pretty much be dominant, be the guy, no issues. Chapman comes over. It's just these guys are all – we thought the bullpen was going to be – this is so weird. We thought the bullpen and the lineup was going to be the strength of this team.
Yeah.
And the starting pitching was going to be the weakness. It turns out the starting pitching has been unbelievable, and now the lineup can't hit. The bullpen can't be consistent, and you know, and then the back end of the bullpen has been terrible.
Yeah,
you know, thankfully, Holderman came back. He's looked great, but Chapman and Bednar, I mean, geez, who do you even want to throw out there to close the game out?
I mean, none of them right now, and that's the problem. Like, Holderman has been our best arm since he's come back, but I really just think this bullpen is really hurting from losing Moretta and Baruchy. Which is crazy to think about, because you didn't think any of them, but they were just so consistent in getting through the sixth and seventh inning so calmly. And Hunter Stratton's fine, but he's not that guy. You know, he's not as shut down. And so the bullpen is not good. And I mean, no bullpen is going to be good when your 8 and 9 guys are pitching like this. It's a disaster.
Yeah. It's just they can't get out of their own way. I mean, and like Sean mentions here in the chat, you know, at some point it's going to flip. And as soon as we start hitting the starting pitching will go down the crapper. But I don't know, man. I don't know if this lineup's going to start hitting. Not as long, unless they make a shakeup or something and get rid of somebody. But it's just been the same show. It's almost it's hard to believe that you have to think that it's going to at least even out, and some of these guys that are hitting well under their career average is going to, you know, wake up like a Rowdy Tellez. But at this point, it's like I can't even see it. Like it's crazy. So I don't know. I mean, you always want starting pitching. You're always in a game, and that's the thing with the Pirates this year. Like, even the losses they've had, they really haven't been out of any game. Like, they've been in every game. This hasn't been like it was a couple years ago, where you're down like 8-0 early in the game. The starting pitching keeps you in that game. Yeah. But if you're not hitting and you're scoring 1-2 runs a game, you know, and then we have to what else that does is when you're getting no run support, then we're questioning every single bullpen decision, every single, you know, decision with the starting pitching, if you should leave them in, take them out. And it's like, really, if this team scored like four or five runs a game, like they should, this we'd be set. Like you wouldn't have a problem with Mitch Keller the other day giving up four runs in five innings because he kept you in the game.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they're just dry. They're really hanging this starting rotation out the dry.
Like I said, like we keep getting out, we can't get out of our own way, and we just keep costing ourselves wins. These last two games should have been easy. Pack them up. Go on to the next one wins. But instead, we're now under 500. We kind of killed the momentum after winning two straight against the Brewers. It just sucks. It's not fun to watch the Pirates just look so inept, because it's always something, whether it's the hitting, the fielding, the bullpen, it's always something that's given up the lead, and it sucks. It really is not fun.
No, it isn't. And it's like, you know, talk about like, well, this is the average Pirates team, and it's like, this is like what we're watching, but it's just, I don't even, like, they're talented. We know they're talented. And this isn't like it was 3 years ago. Like, these are the guys that are here to pretty much the future, besides Skeens and maybe one or two other guys. Like, these are the guys. Mm-hmm. And they're talented. We know the talent's there. We know most of them are better than this. But it's just like we're not seeing it. And that's what's so frustrating, because they're in these games and they're just giving them away. Either it's the defense or it's the bullpen or it's just not hitting. And that's why it's so frustrating. That's why it's like, well, it's, you know, people say it's April 27th and we don't want to make a change. Well, we've seen this for more than just this month. Like it's been a couple years, but these guys are better than that. Like they should be, and we're just not seeing it. So that's why it's frustrating. And that's why we just keep harking back to this. I feel like I've done this show like four times already this year, because I basically have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Doug and I always joke that we just like pre-record shows and you can release them because it's the same game. But yeah, no, like how many times we have to go over this team just giving the other team the win.
I know.
And again, and the optimist can say, hey, we're only one game under 500. The offense has to get better. I know I have a baby face. I've been a Pirates fan for too long to really agree with that sentiment, because until I see it with my own two eyes, I don't believe.
But that's the thing. Like, yeah, they're one game under, but they should be better. They started out 9-2. Like they threw that start away, and now they're just scuffling and kind of hanging around 500. And it's frustrating, because they've been in all these games. Mm-hmm. In, you know, one big hit here, or, you know, a good bullpen performance here, and this record could be a lot better. And it's just, you know, that's the crux. Like, if you have a starting rotation, that's good. And every day you have a chance to win. You're as good as your next day starter. And the Pirates have been in every game. It's just, they can't like find a way to pull these games out.
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess I think some sort of change has to be made, but I don't get the sense that this regime really feels the need to ever like make a change quickly.
Right. I get that vibe as well. because if they hadn't, I was yelling for Shelton and Charrington Tend last year. And I mean, this year just, it's looking like more of the same. So I'm right there. But like I said, at the very least, like, just get rid of Haynes. Even if even if Shelton doesn't believe that he's the problem and it's an organizational thing, just get rid of him. To try to mix something up in the clubhouse, try to change something, the perception, I don't care. Like get rid of him. And it's just, I keep harping on it, but it's like, I'm tired of watching just the team not drive the ball, not, you know, take all these pitches, strike it out, and not getting the big hit, not no power. Like, we thought this was the year where it was going to be, you know, Reynolds, Hayes, Sawinski, Cruz, Davis. Like, we're finally going to have power in this lineup. And it's not like, maybe there's not a 40 home run guy in there, but there should be some 20 home run guys in there. Like, even Hayes hit some home runs. He hasn't hit one this year. So
yeah, well, Kevin Newman has more home runs than I think everyone in our lineup besides Reynolds and
probably Cruz. I think Cruz is
and Cruz. Me. Reynolds and yeah. Cruz. I think Kevin Newman and I he has more home runs than Michael A. Taylor, Brian Hayes, Rowdy Tellez, and Jared Triolo combined. So if you really want to get sad about this, Kevin Newman would be one of our best power hitters this year.
And that's the thing. Like, if you were selling out for power and striking out a ton, which is like the thing around baseball now, mm-hmm. you could live with it. But they're not hitting any power, and they're still striking out. So like, they're still selling out for it, but they're not hitting any power. So it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm tired of doing these type of. I forget how to give away free sandwiches.
Yeah, we haven't given away sandwiches in a good while. I haven't been on a show where you're giving away sandwiches in a good while.
Yeah, I think I'm 1-3 on the year, and it's just it's been 3 in a row losses. So, let's get out of here. Do you have anything else?
No, I'm good. I've spoken my piece.
Yeah, Bucko, Mike, why not pinch hit Bart for Davis? I know. I mean, I agreed it out and said pinch hit anyone, and it's like Rowdy comes to the plate, and I'm like, oh my god, I didn't mean Rowdy. Oh my goodness. So anyway,
I'm counting down the days till he is off our team.
Last time sandwiches were handed out was 2022. Yeah. All right, guys. Appreciate you staying on here with us at what are we at 1:20 in the morning.
Y'all are sickos.
They'll be back. Yeah, we are sickos. They'll be back tomorrow for another game. Maybe something will change just out of nowhere, Neil. Maybe we'll finally start hitting the ball. I don't know. But let's get out of here. Thanks, everyone, for joining. We'll see you guys next time. Maybe.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can. And we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.